And we're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us this morning is our state representative for District 20B, Todd Lippert. Good morning.
Good
morning. Representative Lippert, thank you so much for coming in today.
Glad to make it. Made it just in time.
We have maybe you can talk to the folks at MnDOT if you've got some...
Right, got stuck in a light.
Yeah.
I'm going to cross the highway, so I'll have to... have a convo with them.
Yeah, good, because that drives me crazy. I go there several times a day, and you sit and sit and sit. The legislative session continued this week. Is this week the deadline week, or is it next week?
So March 25th is our first deadline week.
It's a couple of weeks.
So a couple of weeks, and then we have a second deadline week after third deadline the week following. So it's coming up, and time is of a premium, but March 25th, that's the first deadline, so every bill has to have a hearing in one chamber or the other to still be, quote-unquote, alive, still be in play for the rest of the session.
Let's talk about what you've been working on this week.
A big event that happened yesterday, we passed drought relief off the House floor, and that's something that I've really been working on since this summer. So we passed a package that has a couple different parts. A portion for agriculture, and then actually a portion for the DNR, maintaining our green infrastructure too. So there are two groups of farmers that were really hard hit by the drought, livestock producers. So any producer that had pasture, had cattle or other animals on pasture were hit very hard, as well as specialty producers. So these are producers growing for farmers markets or community-supported agriculture, direct marketing product to consumers. And those specialty producers don't have access to crop insurance in the same way that conventional farmers do. So many of those producers were hit really hard by the drought. So I worked with the Ag Commissioner among some other legislators to work, get this package put together, with making sure that we were getting the specialty producers included. And we passed a package that has grants for up to $10,000 for these producers that they can apply for. It's not everything, but it'll help pay a few bills. We're hearing they're still having trouble finding feed, just getting ready for the season. And then on the DNR side, DNR reported that 6.8 million seedlings were lost due to the drought. So a lot of trees that were planted across the state just burned up. And so there's also support for communities to replant those trees. This drought is accelerated by climate change or intensified by it. We have to both be supporting farmers through it and maintaining our green infrastructure that will help us in the long term as well.
Boy, here's to hoping that this year is going to be a better year. We go into daylight savings time this weekend, Saturday night, Sunday morning, however you want to look at it. But that's, I guess, a sure sign that spring is on the way, along with warm weather we're going to have next week.
That's right. And this drought relief package will help. It's helped some of these producers hit the hardest get to that next growing season. We are glad to get it off the House floor. A somewhat similar package is moving in the Senate. It'll go to conference committee probably next week.
All right. State Representative Todd Lippert is with us. Was that part of the Ag committee that you're on?
Yes. So okay. That work has gone through the Ag committee. And it's been a big topic of conversation for quite a while.
All right. What other things have you been working on?
So this week, I had a hearing in the Property Tax Committee for a local option sales tax authorization for Rice County. And if this goes through, there would be a vote on the ballot for residents of Rice County to authorize a local option sales tax. The Rice County Board has a plan for a new safety center, a replacement of the Rice County Jail. Rice County Jail recently was downgraded by the Department of Corrections for not having enough space for recreation and programming for inmates there, and they have a plan for building a new center. A portion will be paid for, they're proposing to just pay for the interest on the debt with a local option sales tax. So I worked with the county commissioner and Rice County Administrator Folstead to present that this week. If it goes through the legislature, is included in the House bill and the Senate bill and passed, then residents of Rice County will have a chance to decide whether they want to put this local option sales tax in place.
Now, that sales tax, is that, since the voters will be voting on this at some point, as you had mentioned, is that a pretty easy sale through the legislature? Will you run into any type of interference or turbulence as it goes through?
It's tricky. I think Republicans are resistant to taxes generally. And there's some concern. I have some mixed feelings about a local option sales tax, too. It's a more regressive tax. But I wanted to honor the work of the Rice County Board and have that conversation in the legislature. And I think it's appropriate that we have some debate over the course of the year and voters get a chance to decide.
Yeah, you get the final vote on that, folks. So once again, Todd Leppert is with us. You know, there has been, of course, a lot of talk. Everybody knows there's a $9+ billion surplus hanging out there. As you make your way through your committees and hear from other people who have other legislators who have bills coming through and such, is that kind of the dominant thing is in each one? Are you able to separate all these bills without having that $9 billion hanging out there? Is there a little chunk of everything in a lot of these bills?
A lot of conversation is around the surplus and around the finance bills that we can pass. And, there's a lot of need in Minnesota right now. So, hearing a lot about child care. We're hearing about child care everywhere. We're hearing a lot about making sure that we can support that facilities that serve people with disabilities and older adults can pay their workers so that we have a healthcare reimbursement that's really allowing those organizations to keep up with the private market. Need for affordable housing, supporting our schools. So there's a lot of need, and we're having a lot of those conversations at the legislature. There's policy work that we're doing at the same time. Bonding work is going on, but with the surplus, that conversation is really dominant.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Representative Lippert with us. You're on the Climate and Energy Committee as well. You have talked about the smart grid and bringing that to Northfield. Has there been more work on that? Has that advanced any further over the course of the past week?
That hasn't advanced any further. It's where it needs to be in the House. And, trying to get some traction on it in the Senate, that hasn't been going as well. But it's where it needs to be in the House, and it'll be something that we'll be negotiating for most likely as we get to the end of session.
You're also in, I'm looking down here, that you have the Behavioral Health Policy Division. That's a new committee this year, is it not?
It is a new committee this year.
Have you had much going on there? Have you met much?
Yeah, we've been meeting regularly, and there's just great need for behavioral health right now, and a lot of proposals are moving through that committee. Making sure a huge need is just supporting getting practitioners into the field. We need more behavioral health professionals everywhere across the state. So that's been a big concern. I've been involved in conversations locally about supporting mental health, especially through the public safety or crisis response, and having conversations about how do we get some more mental health providers or more crisis support here in Rice County. And we've just been having, we know it's a huge need. You have crisis support issues, making sure you get more providers in place, getting more mental health professionals in our schools as well. So we have a lot to talk about in that committee, and we're moving a lot of policy pieces forward.
All right. Now, is there a state, you're on the Ag Board. We have a Department of Agriculture. We have a DNR. We have a Department of Transportation, Department of Labor. Do we have is this Health and Human Services? Where does this fall in?
A part of Health and Human Services. There actually is a proposal this session to separate out a Department of Behavioral Health. So we're having some debate about whether it would lead to better outcomes if we had a separate commissioner for behavioral health that was working on those issues. And so I've had a variety of conversations about, would this structural change actually lead to better outcomes? And not surprisingly, people are divided on that. There isn't necessarily agreement. So, I'm trying to learn more. We're trying to learn more. But we know behavioral health, mental health, substance abuse is a huge concern. And we need to do a better job of addressing it.
All right. Anything else that either went on last week or will be coming up this week that we should be keeping our eyes out?
So this next week, I think one big conversation will be the drought relief will move to a conference committee. We'll see what the final form of that legislation will look like. I'm starting to get ready for a hearing in the Climate and Energy Committee. Don't know if it'll be this week or next on a clean fuel standard. So that's a pretty big policy that would reduce the carbon intensity of fuels. Over the interim, had conversations with officials in California, Oregon, Washington, British Columbia about this policy. They're really excited about the difference it's making in those states, and it's really a centerpiece of their climate policy. It's both would reduce carbon emissions in transportation and would help us reduce methane emissions. And many farmers locally have been benefiting from this policy out in West Coast states. Because it's good for biofuels, especially moving towards advanced biofuels, and it would be a good option for Minnesota. So looking forward to that conversation taking place in climate energy before the first deadline.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it.
Always glad to be here. Glad I made it on time, just in time. I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you. Todd Lippert, our state representative for District 20B. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080. Rich is back in 2. Here's MNN.